Boston Logo Music Show, motherfucker! Hey, what's up, Johnny Katz? I'm
just
here.
Chilling. It's me. How are you doing?
I'm Adam.
Are they calling back?
Yeah, let's fucking answer these people that are trying to get in here, trying to speak some words. Who are you? Are you there, yeah. Caller?
Yo, are you there?
I'm there. Who are you?
Yo, you got any weed?
Oh, do I have any weed? Well, I mean, not for sale, but we're probably about to pack a bowl up in this bitch. Tell you what.
I'm on the roof. You open the door and come down.
All right. Yeah, we can do that. We'll just make that work. We can make that work.
All right, look out for the fox.
So I feel like I hear speakerphone in the background.
I don't know what that was, dude. That was
some
weird.
Crazy motherfucking bitch is up in this. Okay.
I'm not going up the roof to go check that out, by the way.
Neither am I, because I think that was you.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. That was weird, dude.
Yeah, if you want to do some pranks like that, Katz, you can't use your broken ass phone.
I don't know what you're talking about, dude. Oh, I was chilling here the whole time, so.
So, anyway, back to normal, everyday Boston Local Music Show life. We are here in the studio right now with the Ghost of Vagoda. They just played an awesome set.
Do you guys have ghosts following you right now?
And what is Vagoda? Because it's the ghost of Vagoda.
He is very superstitious.
Vagoda is a Spanish dip.
I am. I'm
no, he's Spanish dip.
Okay.
I thought it was Spanish for the clit. The ghost of Vagoda.
So you just haunt. You haunt.
It was Johnny Vagoda. No, it was Abe Vagoda. The actor.
The actor
who everyone thought died twice, but he really didn't. He was in The Godfather.
Okay.
What's his name? Abe Vigoda.
Abe Vigoda.
All the old people know him. All the old people at our shows come up to us and they're like, hey, great name. And then no one else knows what the fuck it means.
Hey, from one Freemason to another. I'll see you at the American Legion tonight. I'm assuming that's your majority of crowd of people.
Yeah, yeah.
People hanging out with the Legion.
Yeah.
We change their diapers between sets.
I dig that, dude. I dig that. It's kind of that George Washington spirit, yeah.
Get back to the community.
Back alive in the 1800s and shit. But so what's going on with you guys? We got Bobby Driscoll hanging out, chilling.
Still here.
Telling stories about
life
and girls and just
and love.
I can't believe that. That was crazy.
Happiness.
That was out there. He's telling some crazy shit.
Oh,
sorry.
Did somebody just bump the microphone? Oh, that's you.
That's like Jaws.
Ooh. I like it.
The wine in my cup is moving.
It's just like, something's bad about to happen. It's just like ominous. In like a movie, it's just like, I can't do it online. Do it. Cats, give me some bass.
I was about to do a little glitter bomb before.
Oh, it's making me laugh.
But
yeah, so it's kind of like thunder in here. I guess that's what, like, we got. Okay,
how do you guys feel about thunder thighs?
Oh, nope.
Not into them?
No.
Nope.
No way.
Is that because it's.
Get your face up in the microphone when you speak, motherfucker.
What's that?
Put your face in the microphone when you're talking.
Nah, I'm chilling.
I want to hear you.
Far back.
I want to hear you.
Thunder thighs, no.
No,
no thunder thighs.
She's got that ass to back it.
You know what? I'm not even. I tell you what. I don't know if you guys are on the same page here, but I'm not that big a fan of the giant booty. It's got a little bit of cellulite on it.
Oh no!
Yeah, like, no way! Never. No way! No.
A booty that you can eat off of?
Nah, man. I'm not trying. Like, you slap at the thing, ripples like six times, and comes back, and, like, hits your hand and knocks it away.
So I want
like
fireworks.
I once told a girl I was fucking doggy style, and I was like, oh, I love your big ass. She goes, what? I go, you're a huge ass. She literally goes, oh, no one's ever said that to me before. And it was like this awkward like compliment.
It's like, I thought I had a skinny ass.
I know. I think she dug it because like she had a pretty big ass. You know, it wasn't like a medium.
She was going
ass.
For it.
Yeah, like, I'm surprised no one's ever said it before to her.
Well, I mean, people are trying to be polite. You're just the Johnny Katz pussy asshole.
I mean, I'm fucking it, so it's like, talk dirty to you, like, hit your bag ass.
Oh, yeah, you got what? A huge ass, bitch.
I've been on Atkins for a week. It's mediocre ass.
I lost half a pound.
But, well, speaking of big asses.
There it is again. Why have I never noticed that? Is this a new thing?
Like, I'm just commandeering.
I think it's just because you got a lot of low end on your mic.
Throwing it down.
This is making you sound a lot deeper. Really, to watch us. I'm with a little
wind. You guys got something going on all around. You guys got the Vermont thing going?
Yep.
What's going on with that?
Playing up at the Red Square up in Burlington, okay. Vermont on Church Street.
Sweet.
Nice. Right in the heart of it.
Right in the heart of Burlington, Saturday night.
Oh, dude, that place is crazy.
3-hour set.
Saturday night.
3 hours.
3-hour sets are awesome, man. You get to learn a lot about yourself as a band.
Yeah.
In a 3-hour set.
Looking forward to it.
I'd say be like Lance Armstrong. But
you guys need to get really fucked up before your set, or like in the middle of it. Like you just like
probably all the way. What are we doing? Probably high. Sets? Probably smoke between every set. Three, we probably play three sets and we probably smoke between each one.
Nice. Word.
Now, how do you smoke?
That.
Do you guys just do it on stage? You have to like dip.
We dip. We'll either go into the van or we'll go like into like a. on a roof somewhere and like do it.
I always like when like bands, like I always like to believe that there's the, you know, like bands when they like play like a solo, like oh the drum solo, okay, well the rest of the guys just go in the back room and smoke a bowl.
We haven't done that.
Come back out.
It's usually a spot where all the musicians go and chill out. It's kind of like a lounge.
Word. Area, you know? Nice little smoking area, smoking free zone.
Yeah, mostly.
I gotta tell you, does it smell like a Cypress Hill concert?
Oh, we come in and we stink. We just you can just smell it on us.
Never a doubt.
Oh Jesus, dude! Did you do that? Did I do that on accident?
What?
I got glitter all over my keyboard.
Well, you're the one fucking around with the glitter envelope.
Yeah, it was bad.
What did you think was gonna happen? You can't fuck around with glitter and expect it to go well. You open a glitter bomb, you get glitter bombed. I tried to contain it. Fact. Doesn't work.
Yeah, you open up the envelope, and he goes, what do you think's in it? I go, I don't know, anthrax? And right when he does it, glitter starts falling.
Oh, everywhere. Even no, it's worse. Just like I opened up the piece of paper. Like, that was the worst part, because I was trying to read what the paper said. But it's like, there's glitter all on the inside of it. So I opened it up and just poured all over me. Like, it's on my hands, on my face, and my beard. I don't know what to do about it.
Yeah, how does it feel to have glitter all over you? He said,
I don't know, it doesn't look that. I don't feel it.
You just said you saw glitter.
You look glamorous.
And you have glitter in your eyelashes.
You just look like you just came out of a strip club.
You know, is there? Yeah,
and there's no better way to look.
I'm gonna get in trouble when I get home. My girlfriend's gonna be like, "What the fuck? What the fuck? You got booby glitter on your face?
No.
What, you don't understand.
At least there wasn't like herpes in the envelope or something. Like that.
We don't even know, man. I'm touching my face.
Yeah, what's the grace period for herpes?
A real bandit sends crabs.
Oh god!
And that's a Boston native saying it. No, I'm just
man.
Not a Boston native, and also not a crab sender.
Crab sender. Yeah. Johnny Katz is not a crab sender.
You're not condoned.
He just wants everyone to know.
In case you were wondering, please.
Anything else is free game.
A sender of crabs. That would just be somebody who has crabs, right?
Sender of crabs?
You said sender. I'm not a crab sender. Yeah. I don't send crabs around.
I don't
like,
wait,
you're just like sitting there just flicking crabs off your pubes at people. I'm going to send them at you.
Don't eat at the local Wendy's. I know, it's pretty gross.
Okay. So
what do you guys got coming up next, other than crabs?
Rosebuds in Somerville on Thursday night.
Nice. Who are you playing with? You guys know?
I forget. I'm not sure.
No idea. We're playing with each other.
Nice.
Yeah. On stage.
Yes.
We'll all be there.
You guys ever get the laser lights in your shows?
Couple times.
Some laser.
Couple times.
We just got a new.
Once you get like a like, once you get huge, thing. You know, you like you hire a guy just to do lasers.
Oh yeah,
he'll just be like,
his name's like Zoltan.
We get like probably over 100 in lights. It's like
we have some lights.
In our practice space, we just turn on all the crazy lights and just fucking go at it.
That's inspirational, you know what I mean? You're just like looking at the wall and it's just doing like laser Pink Floyd shit, you know what I mean?
What
you're just like,
my
god, I've never played this solo. It's a new dimension.
Then I start thinking about hot dogs because I'm so high.
Then you play a new solo because of hot dogs, man. Inspired by
hot dog jam.
This song's called Nathan's.
This is the Munchie Jam.
And like, just like, get a different color going. Like, you could have sections that feel really like really blue and really yellow. And
oh,
like,
I'm totally perfect, with you, know, man.
Like, especially the lights. You focus on that light and you get in that mood.
It's
you
like
know?
What's it called? Synesthesia.
Synesthesia.
Synthesizer.
No, but to be honest with you, like, I totally understand that. Like, I get there's glitter on my mic. I was just noticing, but like the colors, they you totally have a like a color that you see when you're listening to like a song or something like that. Like, I'm listening to some like Shine On You Crazy Diamond, like in the deep parts where it's just kind of like picking away and nothing much going on, kind of just vibey. Yeah. And you like the colors is just like kind of like purple shifting to blue.
Taylor Swift is that.
No. No, dude, I mean, like, when we rehearse our charts, you know, it's like we set like moods for each section.
Yeah.
You know, some bands just take a song and play it in time from just like start
through.
To finish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we have like real mellow sections, real real psychedelic sections.
How much would it cost to get you guys in? Like, if I bring a girl on a date and I bring her home, how much do I have to pay you guys to, like, just be in the living room?
Not much.
By the way, I'm going to be having sex in that same room.
Seven joints.
Seven joints. Okay, I cannot wait for the day that somebody is paying people, their employees, in just weed.
It's kind of like, we're not a wedding band, we're just a sex band.
Like, I'm about to spend my money on weed anyway. Like, just straight up
hand. We can make a live CD in your bedroom.
Yeah.
You can mic the butthole.
Get real weird.
Yeah, crazy.
And that's how I became a star. Thanks, Mom.
Kardashian style.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
Keeping up with my bedroom. I like it. What's your studio spot like?
Studio spot. It's
or do you guys practice outside?
It's my attic.
Yeah,
this is what it is.
It's like this attic room with like a nice rug and has a nice board in it.
I made it nice and secure. I put a pool table on the wall.
Walls.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's in like this like gated community.
Yeah. It's like a really widespread community. Actually, my neighbor's a DEA agent. Which is interesting.
Kind of like a Breaking Bad scenario.
Yeah, exactly. He's the mad scientist in there.
Oh yeah, his dad's a mad scientist.
Is your dad like Rick Moranis?
No, my whole family's Russian.
You've been shrunk.
Like
you're kids.
Eight.
You're one of those kids.
Yeah.
No way. You've been in your house as if it was like
giant fucking Russian space scientist.
We're actually midgets.
Yeah, he
enlarged.
Always walks around without a shirt on. If he's in the house, like,
no, your family.
He's the king of his castle, so he just doesn't wear shirts.
He's like he's a Russian. He's like the Russian NASA.
Yeah, yeah. He worked for the Russian NASA, and then he came over here.
What is the Russian NASA called? Look, somebody needs to know that.
Russian NASA.
It's not called Russian NASA. It's like
RASA.
I have no idea what the fuck it's called.
It's like the red spaceship or something.
It's the Red October.
I guess it's just called it's just Russian NASA. Yeah, it's just the national Russian the Russian side. Yeah,
Russian red.
The Russian NASA. I thought it was going to be something called like weird like the Vrangtuschwiden.
The Dingenheimer.
So what's
the Dinger?
What's the deal? Is there like rockets all around the shit? Is it like what do you guys?
Space
what's he do? What's he build? Why is he so? Why?
Does he know aliens personally?
He doesn't build spaceships anymore. Now his job is kind of boring. He builds bridges, but
does he wear a mask?
Is that a theoretical thing or like
what?
No. It's a game.
Does he fit like he physically builds bridges or does he build bridges with people?
No, he writes. This sounds extremely boring. He writes software which tests the physical integrity of bridges and and buildings.
Yeah, we had to use, I think we used that in school back in the day. To build bridges.
He probably did.
Thank you, your dad.
That's good.
He's
making a difference in society. That's what we need, a lot of bridge builders around these parts.
You know what? That in the debate last night.
Exactly. The debate,
where are we going to put any more bridges? I think all the bridges are pretty established.
We pretty much know
where all the water is.
Just build a moat. You know what? Build a moat. Put some bridges around it. You know what I mean? That's all you gotta do. Just build a big ass moat. Just throw it somewhere.
That's what we really need.
Kansas.
More moats.
Yep. Two more state troopers. Yeah, we're good.
More moats and less horses.
Yeah.
And fuck. What did he say? And bayonets.
Bayonets.
So called out Romney, man. I love it. He's like, our army is smaller than it was in 1916. Dude, he's like, yes, we also have less horses.
If there's more boats in the market for catapults, it's just going to skyrocket.
Mitt Romney's wife looks like a a vagina that's inside out. Have you ever seen a picture of her? She looks like an inside out vagina.
I'm gonna look at
that's
that.
Dry. That's really
like,
dry.
You're she does. Smiling.
Yeah.
Like, oh. She looks like a scary South Park.
Yeah.
You know that commercial they did where she's like riding the horse? And she's like, I'm one of the 99%.
She's kind
of
like an old hag.
Oh, man.
I guess she does kind of look like a little bit of a reverse vagina.
We mean that in the worst way possible.
I don't lie, man.
I speak the truth.
I am not down with Romney. Just want anybody who cares to know about that. But that Unregular Radio, that is not responsible for the views and claims of it.
You guys get a lot of Romney floating around here.
Say, like, after every political statement?
Oh, no, I'm just saying, like, I just want people to know that, like, just because I fucking hate Romney doesn't mean you have to.
Doesn't mean that Dex isn't an undercover DEA.
Right.
In fact, if you like Romney, come by the studio.
We'll hang out. Whatever. Smoke it whole. Change your mind. That's why I've
been glitter bombed. You will get glitter bombed if you and that's just a true fact. You know?
I want to, like, glitter bomb somebody from, like, the second story of a building. Like, just like a bucket filled with glitter.
Do you think it would fall so fast it would kill him?
Killed by glitter.
Oh, shit. And nice Shyamalan twist on that one.
Yeah.
Shyamalan.
It would reach terminal velocity. It could hurt a person. So if it clumps up, you get like a little glitter, like balls in the glitter.
Oh. Yeah. It might burn in midair before it reaches them, though.
Yeah. If it gets going really fast.
Two stories high, man.
If you get glitter bombs,
that would be sick if you could do that, though. If, like, they actually would start burning up in the atmosphere, that would look awesome.
Would look cool.
Just like, let's just throw some shit off of the top of a building. Just watch it just, like, incinerate, fall
kind of like
ground,
the
leave some
Northern
ashes.
Lights. It's kind of like the same thing.
It kind of, instead of a glitter bomb, it'd be like
Northern
an
lights.
Ash bomb.
I smoke that shit like.
I love
You're
Northern Lights.
You're talking about
man.
Actual Northern Lights.
No, like that. Northern Lights is a almost pure indica strain of marijuana.
Let's get factual on you.
Now, the first time I ever smoked Northern Lights, though, I convinced myself that I actually was like seeing like in just like bland wall spaces, just like, whoa, that's instead of being brown, that's like a whole spectrum of rainbow right there. The top is red and the bottom is purple and it makes its way all the way out. Like, I was pretty high.
Is that your first time smoking catnip? Or
dude, I created my own language on Northern Lights.
Nice.
Yeah.
And that's how Game of Thrones was. I don't know how that works at all. It doesn't.
But it was like symbols, not like words.
Symbols. Like, you wrote them, and it's like this little man with a torch means
like hieroglyphics.
Man kind with of, torch.
Yeah. Good.
Crazy language, really.
Yeah.
And that's how the band was started.
Yeah.
That's a good story.
That's one of the ghosts of Agoda, man. This crazy caveman drawing that just
a bio.
Yeah.
It's gonna. No, next idea, dude. Let's just do an album and make it some crazy story like that.
You know what? I just got a really good idea off of this, and I'm not going to interrupt you. So continue, but I just want to think about
this. Everyone talk at once.
Go.
What's that?
No, okay. So the caveman drawing thing?
This is the caveman.
Okay. So that's like a ghost of Agoda. You can just like carve that into like sidewalks on like brick buildings, draw a little caveman, like, because it's just like caveman drawing.
Spray glue.
Nobody's gonna. You're not vandalizing anything. It's ancient history. You know what I'm saying?
By the way,
exactly. That's what I'm talking about, man. Yeah. Get that shit. Put that just like you can.
Who
put
came
it right
up
on the
with
sidewalk.
That image? By the way, I got it the first time you guys came.
My friend drew, painted it for us.
It's so sick.
Yeah, it's like one of the coolest pictures.
For all those listeners that don't know, check it out. It's a skull with feathers coming out of it saying "Ghost of Agoda,"
and then the feathers are.
The sky melting to the mountains in the background.
So sick, dude. I love
that your buddy Richard, dude.
The sky is melting.
Yeah, he's just what's that?
I'm keeping this forever. Yeah. Put it on my computer.
Yeah,
there you go.
We got a bunch of good stickers working here.
I had the image from when I did the rundown the first time you guys came. Yeah. And I always had the image on my desktop, and like every so often I would just like quickly make it my desktop.
Cool.
It's
sick. It's cool.
And I like you guys.
And he came to our, when we recorded our album, he came
and just kind of hung out and just like smoked with us and chilled. Nice. And then he left, and then like 2 weeks later he just like sent me this the picture, and he painted it for us, and he was, so he was there and he heard us record it and just came up with
it. Was cool. Yeah. So you came up with this with like your music in mind.
Yeah.
Exactly. I love that shit. Yeah. I love when somebody is actually like inspired to write the stuff from from it's the actual good to music have a, that it represents. You know.
Like chill environment around the recording studio. You know, even having like friends come chill out.
Some person just comes in over there, like smokes a bowl and draws a picture, and look at that. Thanks, man.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. The more like creative people in one area, the better something turns
out. Yeah, it's the community aspect. Yeah, we bring it back right back to that. We talk about that so much on this show, but that's what it's all fucking about, man. Unregular Radio is the music community, because it's not just a bunch of people struggling on their own. It's all of us together, man. This music scene that we have here in Boston is about all of us. And we make it, it's, it'd be easier for any one of us if we all work together instead of just... I mean, we don't want to be straggling out there and one person get left behind, one person get left over here.
Sounds like some sort of 70s TV show.
Help support.
Come together.
Like I'm in the 70s.
And we're going to get together.
Getting gay with kids now. I'm sorry.
Getting gay with kids is here. You know, that was just my speech. You know what I mean? And my empowering speech. This is my political rant. No, but seriously, like, we're... Everyone, music, community, together.
That sentence works.
Those are the talking points.
Just work on that. Just everyone just simmer.
You guys can
let that, just let that boil for a while. Simmer it into a tincture.
So what was it?
Just... music, community, something.
We got this guy in no
togetherness.
Guys, he's got glitter on him, all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I'm starting to just like trip out a little bit because of all this. Like
totally create like more concerts and communities.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I mean, like, there's a good amount of festivals.
Everyone just play outside all the time.
Yeah, like 50. In the winter. Like a festival. Yeah. Like
no here, pants on. Yeah.
You should not have to walk down the street of Boston without hearing live music play.
Yeah, that's why I like to hang out at Government Center.
Hell yeah. Yeah, like, it's always going down. I like walking through the T and you hear, like,
everyone plays La Bamba.
Two dudes playing violin today. Walking in, pretty cool. Yeah. There's always get your like your pan flute bands. The guy, it's like keeping the guinea monsters away.
The guinea monsters. What was that?
Yeah, dude, the guinea monsters.
Nice. They're trying to keep the ghosts away. Guys, get the fuck out of here. How'd you guys put together this Vermont tour? You said some of you haven't even been to Vermont, right?
Right. No, I've never been.
We just just emailed the venue, I believe.
That's simple enough.
I don't really quite recall.
Wow, is that how you do that?
Sometimes you just ask.
That is good information to have. Yeah.
They never return my email.
Track record, though.
Oh, so you got to send them like a cool like demo and like show.
Yeah, press.
You have like a musical band resume.
Yeah,
if you will.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're probably on pace for 50 plus shows this year.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's band resume building right there. Yeah. That's what you do. Yeah. And you're just like, hey, we played 50 shows this year. Maybe we'll play Madison Square Garden. You know what I mean?
Which we have an opening if you guys are interested.
No, thank you.
No.
Suck.
A little too mainstream.
Yeah.
Nice. So what is that entitled? You guys are going up to... Not straight to Vermont, right? You guys?
No, we're going to Sunderland. It was Snowsy's Music Hall. Music Shack.
When are you guys doing this?
You turn this whole thing into a tour? Just like a big ass tour?
Barely Brothers are opening for us at
the 8th, and it's actually Everett's 30th birthday that night.
So we're going to... A whole week long bash.
That's right.
A whole weekend long.
Eat some brownies.
That's how you do it, man. You celebrate your birthday for a week.
That's
not a one day thing.
Yeah, so we're going to play that show, and then we're going to... On the 9th, we're going to drive up to Vermont, and the 10th, we're playing in Burlington. And then the next morning, we're going to drive back to Boston and play Somerville again.
Yeah,
nice. Right on.
Yeah.
That's our wrap it up. Yep. Making a nice full circle.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So where can we find you guys online? Just like as a shout out on top of the shows.
Ghostofagoda.com.
VIGODA.
Right on.
Yep.
Good to have your own URL, you know what I mean?
Yeah. If you Google us, we're the first thing that pops up.
Yeah.
That's probably the easiest.
Bunch of shit comes up.
All right, so let's see. Everyone just Googles it anyway.
There's tons of content. We have SoundCloud.
We sang in a haunted house, man.
It's all over.
So, if you go on any, like, legit music site or something like that. You can probably find something.
And we're on Spotify, iTunes.
Yeah, yeah, we're on, yeah.
What are you guys doing for Halloween?
I don't know.
Nothing planned.
You guys are going to throw some sheets over yourselves?
Yeah.
Poke some holes in the front.
Actually, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing for Halloween either.
Are you referring
there
are going to be clan members?
That's what I thought.
I'm not racist.
That's an awful.
How'd you guys know?
We're all about community.
That's really, except for those guys.
Look around right now. It's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Damn it.
What you talking about?
We shouldn't be talking about that.
Yeah,
that were really in a 70s show. Shit's fucked up. Yo, so I hear we were just talking about eating some brownies. You were telling me about you're eating some edibles.
I was.
A little earlier.
I was. I actually dropped the CDs and the EP, like the WAV file.
Literally dropped
legitimately dropped them on Congress Street as I was trying to scarf this cookie down before I came in. And these two business guys had, like, you know, I had my headphones on and I'm listening to something, and these two guys, like, screaming at me. I'm like,
hey, share that brownie!
Getting the crumbs out and everything.
It's like, I need every little bit!
Then they're like, hey, man, you dropped these. And I look in I'm holding the paper that Zach gave it to me, and it's empty. I'm like, ah, I'm fucking stupid.
And you haven't even really adjusted the weed yet.
I'm not even high. I'm just...
It's like, I need this cookie!
That's
how those guys.
There was a cabbie yelling at me to get my attention, like, hey, he's
fucking just like, I can't handle all this, man.
I got my priorities. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. The cookie is the only thing that matters at this point.
Yeah. The flip side of it is, it's nice that people on the street are so willing to go all their way to, like, say something. And I mean that.
Yeah, that's totally
a sarcastic tone. If I'm eating my brownie, drop my shit, then let me drop my shit and eat my brownie.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I gotta save you. Look out.
I would have been in a lot of trouble if I had, like, left those on Congress Street, you know?
What if the guy from Sony, I would have had a shitstorm tonight. What if the guy from Sony was walking and he stepped in gum and he stepped on your CD and then, like,
the fucking CD was destroyed. What are you talking about? He ran a marathon. It stuck to his feet.
The gum protected it.
Yeah, he stepped on gum and then stepped on
his feet. Honey, I got a new frisbee.
Okay, so what about Sony? It's this guy from Sony, so what? Now he pays you $1 million. Like,
sorry. Well, now you made it. You're a successful musician.
Write you a sorry email saying, sorry I broke your WAV files. Shit.
You can play my Dars Bat Mitzvah.
Yeah, all right, man.
Hey, you know, we were just talking about playing, you know, sex parties instead of, like, weddings, so that's always a good angle.
Yeah.
Like, if there's an orgy going on or something, you guys
that'd
just be like the orgy band.
Oh, for sure. Cool.
I've never witnessed that. They do that. They play live music and get a stripper to come over, like, instead of the stripper just pressing play on her, like, heart, like, 80s rock.
Yeah, but I think that's a novel idea.
I guess it's an acoustic gig.
Totally. Yeah, man, I like it. Sounds like a good idea.
Money's good.
We were thinking for our one-year band anniversary, we're going to play a show with midget strippers on the stage.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hell yeah. Yeah. What is that even like do midget girls have like boobs? Yeah, like, I don't really know. Thought like research too know. Much into yeah. it, to be honest with you.
No,
midget no. strippers.
No.
Now, I'm not sending you a video.
Attractive?
Right now.
Question. Call in 617-606-4122 if you think midget strippers are attractive. And describe it in very exquisite detail.
Paint me a picture.
If there's one out
we're
there.
We're trying to hit a new low.
So far we're
Oh yeah. Day bow bow.
That came out of my butthole.
Was that sunlight?
Yeah.
Nice. That's a very talented fart, my friend. He's got the free mic right now, so he can move that around and just.
Oh, yeah. Quite right out the anus. Quality sphincter control.
That is quality sphincter control.
Practice makes perfect.
Now, does that affect you guys practicing at all?
Yes.
What he does is anal kegels.
Oh, nice.
I just incorporate it into the jams. So it all works out.
I dig that. That was the sound effect I was hearing.
That's it.
Okay. All that bass. Yeah. You just
that. That wasn't as good as the rest of them. Get both.
There it goes.
All right, guys. We're gonna go to a little music break right now, and then we're gonna get back and close the fuck out of this show. Uh-huh. And we love you all. We're going to the hell out right now.
Top five rappers
by the Sour Doodahs.
Dylon.
Hey, this is Brian from the Susan Constant. You're listening to the Boston Local Music Show on Unregular Radio.
Unregular Radio.
That's it. We were talking about the tour, getting everything crazy.
Yeah.
How long have you guys been together?
About a year. Oh, well, Everett and I have been together for about a year playing. We met on Craigslist, and I was just looking for someone to play with, and so was he, and we just kind of met up and started jamming. We were like a folk duo, just played folk music, and then we kind of got a band together.
Kind of joined 6 months later.
Yeah, about 6 months later, they came in, and we had like a band. Then we like got like a big band going, and could turn into like a jam rock band. And I met James and Max on Craigslist as well.
Nice. That's where I meet all my friends.
Yeah. It's cool. I mean,
it's good
for
selling musical instrument shit too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's
yeah.
Perfect. Because you go over to the person's house, say, "Hey, I'm selling a guitar for $20. If you want the extra string bonus." $30.
Get some secret code going on.
Yeah, I try. Where'd you guys post in Craigslist? This is like the gigs, it's find the bands, or what?
You just say like, a guitarist looking for, or bands looking for a bass player. This is our influence. This is what we do.
Connections?
Under, what is it? It's under musicians. It's under musicians.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice. You guys ever heard of Backpage?
No.
No.
Ooh, you check it out and need a chance. It's like a sleazy back door of Craigslist. It's mainly used to get escorts and massage therapists.
Ooh.
It's pretty fun. It's a nice way to kill 20 minutes. Pick up an STD if you want.
Nice.
Oh, right on.
It's nice and convenient.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's good. Also, Rent-A-Friend. Do you guys know Rent-A-Friend?
No, Rent-A-Friend.
Rent-A-Friend is a good one. It was started by Angel over here.
I didn't start Rent-A-Friend, man. That thing's been going on for years, since the dawn of time.
What I meant to say is he started using it. That's how I found out. He started using it. And, you basically pay by the hour to rent a friend to come with you.
Wow.
And, so if you guys ever need, a couple more members of a band, you can always do that.
Are they taking job applications?
Matt wants to be a friend.
We're trying to. We're not sure if it's a secret solicitation of sex.
Oh,
it looks like it's a legit friend company. See.
No, it's like what their goal kind of is. Well, they advertise on their site is they're like, if you want to like go for a walk in the park and you don't want to do it alone, you can rent a friend.
Yeah,
they cost $10 an hour or something like that, and the dude comes in just like goes for a walk in the park with you.
Wow.
It's like a legitimate company.
Oh, there it is.
Joke. Yeah. You can it like says on there. Like you can rent wingmen if you need to go out and you're trying to get women. Like you can rent a wingman to go with you. If you're going rock climbing and you don't want to do it alone, rent a friend.
Rentafriend.com.
The best. My favorite one that it says is rent a friend when hanging out with friends.
Rent another one. at what point do you like actually become friends with this person? You no longer have to pay them. Like if you actually rent this person and like, oh, hey, I kind of like you. I like you too. Now we're actually friends. Yeah. What about this renting business? What do we do about
probably
that?
Are you my slave? How's this? If I'm paying,
am I paying you to be my friend? Are you like? Do you really? Do you like me? Do you like want to hang out? Like nah, man. It's just the money. It's just a money gig for me.
I mean, your sister's pretty hot, but...
Your dad's all right, too.
Hey-o!
Whoa!
Now, that's just... No. But, so I have a question for you guys. What have you found... Because I do a lot of promotion. I do awesome music and all that type of stuff. What do you guys find is the best way to promote yourselves? Is it through Facebook? Is it through meeting people at shows and playing shows with other bands and stuff like that? What has been... Because you guys stay busy...
Yeah, I would say meeting people for sure.
Yeah,
yeah, you kind of networking at the shows that we play. And, we meet other bands and get shows through them. And
that goes back to the community working together. You know.
Yep.
Yeah, it's kind of who you know in this biz. You know what I mean? You got because if you want to get the show in the place that you want to play, you got to know the guy who knows the guy who knows the guy who owns the place.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and we've done a pretty good job of doing that the past year or so, and now we don't really even have to look for shows. People just kind of email us.
Nice.
And
And that's how you do that, because you just networked at this point where now you're on the list of people the go-to list. Mm-hmm.
We have too many shows now.
Too many.
You can never have enough.
No,
man.
Yeah,
get the fuck out of Massachusetts.
yeah, stay off the microphone.
If I could, I'd play every day of the year.
For sure.
I'd try to, at least,
Well, you can, it's just that who's gonna let
I know. I mean, if you could get that much work, man.
Dude, if you could play, if you played every day of the year, then
2 years go by, you're gonna be so fucking dirty if you play every single. Like, yeah. I mean,
how do you shower?
People who say
kit?
That they like practice, like they say, like they, oh yeah, I can practice every day. But you're like, you know, put in like your 2 cents, you're like diddly dally, 15 minutes. But if you're actually playing like a show, you're actually putting some heart and soul into every single day in a row.
Oh, dude,
my God, you're gonna make some progress.
Yeah. Dude, some drummers, they just like know all these nasty rudiments. You see YouTube videos of them. Then you get other drummers and, like, watch them in a live setting. It's, like, a difference between knowing and doing, you know?
Exactly. Because they're not playing – they're not just playing drums and locking in with everyone else. They're playing the whole band, you know what I mean? Like, a drummer who like, actually is in tune with, like, the music and what's going on and what direction you're traveling and what kind of, like, tempo changes and, like, volume changes and what you're trying to do – dynamically, like that shit happens. I lost my train of thought.
You knew that. You saw that. I know you saw that happening. I just got in the middle of this fucking song. I was like, finish it up for me, somebody.
Yo, yeah. Dude, every note has like four qualities to it.
Oh,
you know?
My God.
I saw you geeking out over there. You were just like, oh, God, there he goes again.
He has such a good rank on. I was like, he's just really stacking. He's just getting high. He's killing it.
He's going to lose it. There it goes.
No, dude, that happens all the time. You get into something like, what am I even talking about?
That's what I was. Yeah. I was just like,
you know, I started out with something great, and it just dissolved.
I'll tell you what, it sounded really good. And the even better part was that you didn't like go like it was just like mid sentence like I lost it.
You wrote it out.
Continuing nice and fluid.
Real talk.
Okay, it's done.
Real
that's
talk.
Over.
Now I completely forgot what you were talking about, but
yeah, fuck, that's we're talk. All really high right now. It's just like moving subject to subject. We're
I almost
coming
tipped
to
over
a close,
this chair
in
laughing.
Fact, to the end of this show. Oh, in fact, God, we're coming to this point of the show. When Johnny Katz has to speak his piece.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, remember your favorite video from the 80s? No, just kidding. This is the show repos. You can check out some shows that I may have missed on AlstonMusic.com. But let's check this shit out. Starting with today at Precinct, Unregular Radio presents Tom's Folly, The Instinct, and The Scatter Gang. Brand Music Hall, A.C. Newman featuring Carl Newman from The New Pornographers with Minor Birds, House of Blues, The Weeknd, Middle East Downstairs, Melvin Seals, and JGB with Sun Leah. Middle East Upstairs, He's My Brother, She's My Sister, Lucy Michelle and the Velvet Lapels, Christopher North and Personal Finance. T.T. The Bear's Place, The Blakes and The Young Elvis. The Young Evils. Wow, not even close. Wednesday.
Dyslexia. Yeah.
Marijuana. Wednesday night, Brian Music Hall, Langhorne Slim and The Law with The Last Bison, House of Blues, Cat Power, Middle East Upstairs, The Lighthouse and The Wailer, You Were in the Two Dragons, Private Shapes, and Maestro Thrust. Thursday, Rosebud, The Ghost of Vigoda. Right, guys?
Yep.
Hey, what time are you guys going on?
Probably like 11. Probably
11. Good enough for me. I'll see you at 9. Paradise, Father John Perfect. Misty with La Sarah and Jeffer Titties Nile. Brand Music Hall, Wolfgang, Radio BDC presents with Royal Concept and Frank and Daryl. Great Scott Opossum at 9 p.m. House of Blues, The XX with Chairlift. Don't miss it. Middle East Downstairs, Electric Six, Little Hurricane, and Tab the Band. If you guys know, Tab the Band is actually Joe Perry's sons. So they're going to be in too.
Cool, right on.
Those guys are fucking awesome. Middle East Upstairs, Robin Goodhue presents Tombs 16, Mourn, and Liver. O'Brien's Black Tie, Vaporizer, Duncan Wilder Johnson. On the next show, Colin of OTP, Analog Heart, The Grass Gypsies, Rick of Eye Pistol, Anchors Away, and Tab the Band. And once again, it's Joe Perry's sons, man. It's going to be fucking
crazy.
Yeah,
that's going to be awesome. Yeah, Joe Perry. You understand who that is, folks?
Sponsored by
the guitar player for Aerosmith. That's who we're talking about, Joe Perry. Yeah. He does that.
I was going to say, sponsored by fucking
Yeah, man,
Glitter
his son there was jamming at Fenway a couple summers ago.
That's who we're talking about.
Yeah, I know.
They're going to be fucking in here.
Yeah, it was a good jam.
Watch out for Frank the Fox. He's going to be biting.
Yeah, he's got glitter bombs coming left and right.
It's going to be crazy.
Oh, we got... That's deep. We never got that deep into the song. I like that solo part that was about to bust open. That 80s metal. That's our show repo music.
killing it. Had a good day, guys.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Thank you guys so much for coming in and playing. Oh, yeah. Awesome. No problem. Like,
I assume you can just go to ghostofagoda.com. Right?
Ghost of Agoda. Yeah, Google Ghost of Agoda 2 are the first thing.
You hear that? It's a threat. Google it.
Yeah.
Who dare you?
Do it. Well, nice. What did you sponsor this shit by?
I sponsored it by the glitter bombing.
Glitter bombing.
Well, originally, I was going to sponsor it by. I lost my train of thought.
Okay.
You get it?
Yeah, I do get it.
Nice.
So you don't know what you're going to sponsor by? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. So Ghost of Agoda, you guys are sick. You played some awesome music. It's like chill, like smoking weed music. And it's obvious to me. Like when you came in here and had this fucking awesome bowl, it's like, okay, I knew who these guys were as soon as you came in here. You played that kind of music. You want to chill.
You guys are the reason when I'm on the green line and some lady's yapping in like Taiwanese at the top of her lungs and I'm playing your music. That's what keeps me chill.
You can just zone out that Taiwanese yammering.
Yeah. Nothing else goes on. It's just chill vibes.
Yeah.
Be stone cold sober or stoned or drunk. You know, whatever it is, man. I dig it. So
thank you.
Keep doing what you're doing.
It's diggable.
Yeah, exactly. Dig a hole, right?
Dig a hole, dig a ball. I'm digging a bowl right now.
I'm going to go dig a hoe right now.
You're going to dig a hoe?
Yeah.
You digging a hoe? You know what, Johnny Katz? I know you're trying to like fade away right now, take your headphones off and back off.
My headphones
are still
on.
I'm just trying to be super super precise here, and we have exactly 2 minutes left until the end of the show. So let's do something really awesome until the end of the show. What do you guys think?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Well, I mean, I thought you might have an idea.
Yeah, do. Yeah, sure.
All right, so let's see, take your beard off.
Guys, Halloween costumes, what are you doing? Come on, throw it.
Go down the line, I need some ideas.
Come on.
And if you don't have one, say one that you think would be awesome to do, but you're probably not going to do anyway.
A tea bag.
Okay, you're a tea bag. Next.
Like a pair of balls or an actual tea bag?
Both.
Just open to interpretation.
An old man.
An old man, okay. Yeah. Both of them got
out,
balls.
Probably.
Balls. Yes, we need the girl.
Come
we need
on,
the girl.
Come on, just say anything.
She's going to be what? A sexy something. Because that's what girls do on Halloween.
The other day we were talking about being Jack Skellington and Sally from the
Next. Oh, hell yeah. Whoa. That is an awesome idea.
She's going to be a trumpet. I'm going to be Nancy Sinatra.
Right on.
Who's
right
getting
on.
Blown?
Oh, hey.
Sorry.
I'll probably go with Johnny Vigoda.
All right. Yeah, right on. That's actually sick.
I'm going with an easy one, man. Heisenberg.
Heisenberg.
Nice. Blue Magic. Yeah. I'll be tossing blue candy rock all over the place.
Walt Jr.
Respect, actually.
Hey, happy Halloween.
And you had to think
about this. I was thinking about somebody had this awesome idea where I can put wires in my dreads and make them go out.
I was thinking it would be Medusa.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go like some Medusa or maybe like a tree. I could put some leaves on them and just be like, I'm going to be a tree smoking weed. Like, how funny is that?
Here's the roots and there's
make
the tree.
Some bark, yeah.
That would be hilarious.
You could get some deep roundabout knowledge and then midway through forget what you're talking about. You see on the tree, on the roots.
You give a shit about that, man. Like, I have ADHD, dude. Train of thought. Gonzo.
Story of my life.
All right. Well, we did it. 3 seconds, and it's 4 o'clock. So that's been the Boston Local Music Show. We love you, folks.
Nice.
We're going to go into Benny by Tom's Folly.
Check us Thursday.
See you later, guys.
This is the Ghost of Vigoda. They're awesome. They play an awesome show today, and we'll see you next time.
Peace.